If this music sounds familiar, then, like me, you probably grew up with Jim Kopp. Nightclub performer turned newspaper columnist turned children's storyteller, Kopp and his partner Ed Brown made 9 albums between 1958 and 1971. Kopp's first offering, Jim Copptails, was a solo project. He did all the voices, played the music, and wrote the stories.
Once upon a time, the fourth grade had a teacher named Miss Goggins, who not only was very ugly, but had a temper. The boys and girls in the fourth grade never had any fun. It just sat there, scared. Well, anyway, that's how things were until the morning the gorilla came calling. I'll tell you about it.
And in a moment, he will. But first, a little history.
He was a nightclub performer in New York City. He had been to both Stanford and Harvard and used to entertain his friends with these stories that he made up, which he would accompany himself on piano. And that morphed into a nightclub routine. He performed in New York City for about 5 years there. The name of his act was James Kopp III and His Thing.
Kopp's friend and business partner, Ted Leahy. Like me, Leahy grew up on Jim Kopp.
I had the idea of making a documentary about Jim because I shoot video for a living, and I thought he would make an interesting subject for a documentary. So I went down to Los Angeles to interview him, and we struck up a rapport and became friends, and then became business partners in re-releasing all the recordings on cassette and CD.
Stories like Burt Carter.
One night, when it was time for bed, Burt Carter stamped his foot and said, "I will not go to bed. I won't." "All right," his father said, "then don't."
Or the Frogman.
"Come on, Frogman, sing us another song." "I don't know how." "Sing the one you just sang." "I've forgotten the words." "No, you haven't." "I can't remember the words." "Yes, you can." "I got the mumps." "No, you haven't."
Kopp used a home recording studio with a small pump organ, homemade sound effects, a microphone, and 3 tape recorders, achieving what some called miraculous results with minimal equipment.
Was it you? Report to the principal. We shall sing!
The simple appeal of a teacher who gets her comeuppance after punishing her students severely for poor singing had a lasting impact on Leahy, and I must confess, myself. The gorilla in this case is the principal of the school, who invades Goggins' classroom incognito, sees her unreasonable attitude, and tells her to get out.
Of course, such a thing could never happen nowadays, because there aren't any more teachers like Miss Goggins. Are there children?
Perhaps the key to Kopp's appeal to kids was a non-patronizing attitude.
Jim doesn't talk down to his audience. You know, I don't think I could have articulated that as a child. But unlike Mr. Rogers or Barney the Dinosaur, he doesn't patronize the kids.
"I don't know. What is the matter with you children this morning?"
Miss Goggins was saying.
"You are stupid, unruly, disobedient, and vituperative."
Laura, my wife, and I have requests over the years as to what it is that this Miss Goggins says, and that word is vituperative.
And there was something else unusual for children's records, says Leahy.
"It's unlike a Disney product in that you're not guaranteed a happy ending."
Like this story about Bradley the Bottle, a bottle that talks to a monkey about what a great life it's had, and how the poor, unfortunate monkey will never have adventures like Bradley's.
"But you may tell your grandchildren you have beheld the most magnificent bottle in the world. Go ahead if you wish, pick me up," said the monkey. He picked the bottle up and with tiny fingers dangled it before him. He said.
Kopp's partner Ed Brown died in 1978. Kopp himself died in 1999. In 1994, he told National Public Radio's Morning Edition why he put out these records.
"I really did these things just because I liked them. I didn't really do them for children. However, I thought that maybe that was the best way to sell them."
Ironically, business partner Leahy says Kopp didn't really like children that much.
"One time, my kids, who were toddlers at the time, we were sitting on the couch at our house, and my kids were running back and forth laughing, and Jim turned to me and said, 'I don't know how you can stand it.'"
The good news? All 9 albums are still available on cassette. There's also three CD compilations available, and...
We just, in the last few months, have come out with Jim Cocktails, which was the first album originally released in 1958, and that seems to be the one that the fans were requesting the most, and we've got that now on CD with all the original artwork, and it's got a booklet with Jim's original cartoons, which is... they're a lot of fun.
You can call Playhouse Records toll-free at 1-800-613-6968, or you'll find them on the web at playhouserecords.com. Michael Desmond, News Radio 1190, KEX.